All right, Revelation chapter number 22 tonight. Revelation chapter 22. And we'll try to preach fast if you'll listen fast. Amen. And if God's people will listen fast and I'll preach fast, we all need to stand fast. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 22, the Bible says in verse number 20, "He which testifieth these things saith," this is the Lord, "surely I come quickly." Amen. "Even so come, Lord Jesus." And I say amen to that.
Yes, sir.
"The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Amen. But then it's not done. Because at the end of the Bible, the last two words are the end. You know we're living in the end times. You can be seated. We're living in the last days tonight. And I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Maybe you're sidetracked. And maybe you've got your mind on other things here tonight. But I'm here to tell you as God's man that we are living in the end times. And the end is about to come. And I'm here to remind you tonight that what you've got to do for God, you better do it now.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because the end is coming. And you know when the Bible here was written in Revelation in chapter 22, this was told to the church. This was told to God's people. In verse 16, he said, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches." You know what I found out about God? I found out this, that when God speaks, the majority of the time that God speaks, and He speaks the clearest, He does it in the church. I don't believe in all of this, stay at home and, you know, we can just worship God from our living room and our pajama pants and log on to the internet. Amen. Listen, God intended for us to come to the church.
Sure.
And the reason why people don't hear from God, amen, is because they're not in the church like they ought to be.
Right.
He said, "I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star." He told this to the church. He said, the end's coming. And he also not only told it to the church, amen, it was to the thirsty. In verse number 17, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will." I'm glad we serve a God, amen, that offers this thing to whomsoever will. Hey, I'm glad tonight that God is not the God of the Calvinists.
Yeah.
I'm glad that He does not choose one group to go to heaven and one group to go to hell. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm glad, thank God, we serve a God that says, whosoever will may come.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your last name is. Amen. It doesn't matter what your color of your skin is. It doesn't matter what your educational status is or what country you're from. Hey, listen, God said, whosoever will may come, let him come. God said, come on. If you're thirsty, I'm here. Come on and get me. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. He does not change. He said, "I, the Lord God, and I change not." Amen. He's still in the same place He was. And I'm telling you, hey, if you're thirsty for God tonight, you can get Him. And He said, just come on. Come on, I'll give you a drink. He says it to the thirsty. Amen. And then he says here, as he writes this, he said, by the way, just in case you get a little lifted up like the devil did with pride, I want you to know this is not to be touched. Amen. What I just said, don't you touch this thing. The end is coming in verse 18 and 19. "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man add unto these things, God shall utter to him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life." By the way, you can't get into heaven unless your name's there, amen. We just sang about it. My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Amen. That's what we just sing about. I know, I know. My name is there. I know, I know. My name is written there. Hey, if you mess, amen, with these things, God said your name is going to be out of that. Amen. And out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. You know, God said you cannot add to the book, you cannot take away from the book. He said, but you can divide the book, rightly divide it. Take this truth, put it here, but this truth, put it there. Amen. You compare spiritual with things of spiritual. Yeah. Paul told in the book of, over there to the church at Corinth, the 1 Corinthians in chapter number 3. He said, you can divide it, but you better not add to it or subtract from it. The end's coming. The end's coming. I'm going to give you a few things tonight very quickly about the end. Because we're at the beginning of the end, friend. The hour is late. Amen. It's real dark out there in this world. Amen, church. And I'm just telling you here tonight, number one, the end is coming for you to get in. To get in. You know, the Bible says over here in Revelation in chapter number 21 and verse number 27, and there shall in no wise enter into it, talking about heaven, anything that defileth, neither whosoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. The question to you tonight is this. Are you in? I said it Sunday. The first word in the Bible is in. The last word is amen. It's right there. You better get in. Preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about getting in the family of God. I'm talking about getting in God's family. You were born in sin, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Are y'all listening tonight? Amen. I'm telling you tonight, the end is coming for you to get in. You'd be surprised tonight, church, at how many of our, amen, young people that sit on a church pew, amen, and they're so calloused and so eat up with this world, and the devil's got so much of the trash noise of this world in, because they walk around with beats in their ears, listening to the world's music, and when they come and listen to a man of God preach, they can't even hear what he has to say. Maybe that's why God said, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Because God knew there's going to be so many people in the church that did not have an ear to hear anymore, because the devil had filled their ears so much from the trash noise of this world. There's trash noise of the music of this world. There's the trash noise of the opinions of this world. There's the trash noise of the talking heads of talk television, amen, and Hollywood, that when people come to church, they can't even hear what thus saith the Lord. And therefore, they're going to die and go to hell without God. I'm telling you, hey, the end's coming for you to get in. It's time to stop playing games. It's time to stop pretending like you're saved. Like you're a Christian. Amen. Hey, you may be religious, but listen, church will not get you to heaven when you die. Are y'all listening tonight? I'm fearful. Hey, the end is near and the rapture is going to take place, and some of you would be left behind tonight. You've prayed some little old prayers. I talked to my sister yesterday on the phone. She called me from a jail cell. I answered the phone and they asked me if I'd take the call. It was $1 a minute for 10 minutes, and after 10 minutes it cuts it off. And she called me crying, saying, oh, I got to get out of here, brother. She said, I can't stand it in here. She said, the beds are hard and the people are mean. She said, it stinks. She said, I can't eat the food. It's nasty. But listen, I said, hey, listen. She said, can I move to Houston when I get out and get away from this crowd? I said, listen to me. I said, you lived in Hot Springs and you moved from Hot Springs to Tulsa and you found the same crowd there. I said, you moved from Tulsa down to Caddo, Oklahoma, and you found the same crowd there. I said, you moved from Caddo, Oklahoma to Durant, Oklahoma, and you found that same trashy, amen, loser crowd there. And then you moved from Durant, Oklahoma, down to Denison, Oklahoma, and you got hooked up with the last crowd there. I said, your problem is not where you live. The problem is deeper than the outside, friend. Your problem is on the inside. I'll tell you what the problem is. Never got in. That's the reason some of you can't serve God. You know, the Christian life is a whole lot easier after you get saved. Amen. That's why some people, amen, they struggle and they're in and out and they always struggle with drinking and they can't get to victory over music and they come and they have a guilty conscience because they got caught. Amen. Listen, what your problem is you never, listen to me tonight, you never got in. The end's coming. You better get in. If you don't get in, you'll go to hell. Jesus went all the way to the cross of Calvary. He died for the sins of this world. He already went all the way for you. He said it's finished. His job is done. Hey, the sacrifice has been paid in full. And the Spirit of God, amen, is still working on people's lives. And when God speaks to you and tells you you're lost and on your way to hell, listen, friend, you better get in while God is talking to you. Turn your Bible to the Song of Solomon chapter 5. I may not get any further than point number 1, but listen tonight. Song of Solomon in chapter number 1. Excuse me, Song of Solomon chapter number 5. You say, well, Brother Brian, I'll pray the sinner's prayer and I'll get saved when I want to. No, you won't. Song of Solomon chapter number 5. Let me show you what the Bible says. Song of Solomon chapter 5 verse number 2. This is a picture of the Lord speaking to a bride. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh. Remember the day he knocked on your heart's door? You remember that your heart was thumping, you were sitting in that pew, or maybe somebody, you were sitting in that car, and your heart rate started going, amen, and that was the Holy Ghost that knocking. He said, my beloved knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? He said, I'm ready. He's prepared. It's finished. Verse 4, my beloved put it in his hand to the hole of the door. He's beckoning her to come. And my bowels were moved for him. There's some conviction going on. The bowels of the inward parts of man. I rose up to open to my beloved and my hands dropped with myrrh. And my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. He'd been there beckoning her, knocking on the door. But she procrastinated and procrastinated. And he was ready to come in and get her. He was ready for her to get in and receive him. I opened a verse 6 to my beloved. But, this is where a lot of people in church are at. But my beloved hath withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Listen, that's where a lot of people are at tonight. Amen. They sit in church week after week, Sunday after Sunday, service after service, and they hear the preaching and the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost knocks at their heart's door. The Holy Ghost, amen, their bowels are moved within them. And then finally, after years, or maybe even months, or maybe it's even weeks, I don't know what the period of time is in your life, but listen, they come to a place in their life, listen friend, where they're at the end of their life and they say, okay, I'm going to get saved now. Okay, I'm going to get in now. And they come to an altar and they lay there and they say, oh God, please, oh God, save me. Oh, but listen friend, there is no conviction. There is no drawing. Hey, he's gone and he's not coming back. Listen, yeah, that's not popular preaching today, but it's still true and it's still in the Bible. Hey, You don't get in whenever you want to. You get in whenever God's dealing with your heart. And if you don't get in when God's dealing with your heart, friend, He might leave and never come back and seal the fate of your soul to an eternity in hell without hope and without God. I'm telling you, hell is full of Baptists. Hell is full of good old boys. Hell is full of people that sat in church just like you did. And they had every intention later on to get saved. They just wanted to sow their wild oats. They just wanted to live their life for themselves. And they said, well, I'll get saved next year. Or I'll get in a couple more years. I'm going to live my life. It's my life. I want to do it. And then they come to church and they try to get in, friend. And God is gone and He's not coming back. I've seen it. People come to altars and they try and they try and they try. That's why they make profession after profession after profession and they cannot get in. Amen. Why? Because He's gone and He's not coming back. You better get in while there's a chance, church. I'm done tonight. There's much more I could have preached. I got to add four more points.
Right.
I would not leave this building tonight if the Holy Ghost was knocking on my heart's door. If God's speaking to your heart, if God's troubling the waters of your soul, amen, if He's dangling your soul out of the flames of hell, and He's talking to you, listen, you better open the door and you better let Him in when you can. Because there might be a day when you go to seek after Him. You call unto Him, and He's gone. Let's all stand tonight. Father, have Your will and way here tonight. Lord, I don't know what You're doing. Lord, I don't know if there's anyone here lost, Lord. I believe there probably is, God, no doubt. There's people in here that need to be saved tonight. And Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost of God would speak to their heart. And Lord, help them to get saved before it's eternally too late here tonight. Lord, take control of this invitation time. Father, have Your will and way. And God, if there's one here tonight lost, please, Lord, tonight save them before they go to hell, before the end comes, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The altars are open. You know if you need to do business with God. You know it.